Hello and welcome to an apology from the Not Alone podcast. Hello, everyone. We messed up. We messed up big time. See, I knew that it was my brother's wedding this week. I'm the best man, so I better know that it's my brother's wedding this week, but I totally and completely misjudged the amount of time that I'd have to work on the show this week. I could have sworn that we'd have the time to finish recording the Toynbee Tiles Part 2, finish researching the Toynbee Tiles Part 2, then record the episode, produce it, publish it, but it's just not going to happen. That's evident by the fact that Jason and I planned to do this yesterday on Tuesday to record this little apology. I left my house at 9 a.m. and I didn't get back until 12:30 a.m. today, Wednesday, when I'm recording this. So, guys, we just ran out of time, and we're so sorry about that. We usually, anytime we're trying to take a break, we usually try to give you guys a week at least, if not 2 weeks' notice, just so that no one's surprised, no one thinks that their feed is busted or anything like that. So I figured with this one, we'd go ahead and we'd take a page from, or more blatantly, just rip off our Podfathers, Astonishing Legends. And we're going to wreck you, we being me, because again, planned to do this with Jason, wrote the script for me and Jason, but here I am alone. Anyway, so yes, I'm going to wreck you some shows this week to make, you know, your time between Toynbee Tiles Part 1 and Toynbee Tiles Part 2 a little more tolerable. So the first show is our aforementioned Podfathers, Astonishing Legends. They just dropped the first in a series on the mystery of Göbekli Tepe, which is one of the most impressive archaeological finds of all time. It's often used as a guidepost to suggest a precursor to our modern civilization, a sort of advanced race, or at least something that came before us. It's going to be great, so go over and check that out. The next one on the list is Our Strange Skies. You know, you all should know Rob by this point. We talk about him like every other episode. We've had him on the show. I've done the UFO book club with him twice now, which I think that's dropping soon as well. So keep an eye on that through Rob's feed. But in any case, Our Strange Skies is a chronicling of aliens in America, or UFOs in America, is better said. It is a massive undertaking by a man with aspirations and ideas much greater than mine, and he is killing it. He's only been around for, well, I guess it's been 3 or 4 months now. So he's been around for 3 or 4 months now, and he is just popping out content left and right, all of its quality. He's not slowing down. He's not stopping. So go listen to Our Strange Guys. Again, you guys should already know that one. That one's pretty high up on that list. The other one that's pretty high up on that list is Double Density. Our good friends Brian and Angelo, every week they sit down, they take a look at tech, they take a look at the paranormal, which are Jason and I's two main interest points anyway. We just don't talk about the tech usually as much. Beyond the content itself is just the fact that they are a pair of amazing hosts, the two of them. They're great producers, they're great hosts, they're great friends, and they have great chemistry. And it makes the show thoroughly enjoyable to listen to. Next up is the Mad Scientist podcast. Again, one that we talk about all the time. Chris and Marie are out there taking names and exposing fakes and challenging pseudoscience while doing their best to uncover the truth of the world as it truly is. I remember the first episode that I listened to was a round table with Chris and Marie on time crystals and Doctor Strange. So if that's up your alley, it's up my alley too. So go check out Mad Scientist Podcast. Following that, we have Whatever Remains, which is actually Marie from the Mad Scientist Podcast. She started her own show. It's got, I think, one, maybe two episodes out right now, but it is fantastic. She's focusing her first season on a series of sonic attacks that took place in Cuba against American officials down there. I don't know if it was ultra low or ultra high, but this ultra frequency supposedly caused these people to become violently ill, to interrupt their daily schedules and tried to send a message of some sort, but we don't know who it was. We don't know who is sending the message or what the message is, other than, you know, be sick now. So it's a great examination of that. Hold on. It's going to be a wild ride all through the season if I know Marie. Following that, we have The Marble Garden, which is one of my favorite shows personally. Sawyer, the hostess Sawyer, she takes you through the cemeteries of the world. Primarily, it's a lot of her own local cemeteries in Toronto, and she finds the most interesting graves and then finds those stories behind those graves. And while some people, for instance, we mentioned it on the end of the last episode because she became a patron, so yay. But on the end of the last episode, Jason kind of mentioned like, oh, wow, that makes me feel like weird. And like, oh, she's talking about death because we all know Jason's really afraid of dying and wants to put his body in a cyborg one day. And so he was like, oh, that's really scary. But actually, it's really a beautiful thing. Like, it's a very beautiful show to keep these people alive. So go listen to The Marble Garden. Fairy Tales for Unwanted Children is next up. That's another one of the ones that I've mentioned a lot over the course of the last year and a half or so. Scott just likes to sit down and construct these stories out of his head that are just built to inflict emotional pain, and he does it very well. And it's not always pain, right? There's a lot of, well, there's some happier elements as well, but he is a master storyteller. He is at the top of his game every game. He is always creating something worth your time. So, Fairy Tales for Unwanted Children. The other one after that is The Slothman Prophecies. That's right, not Mothman, Slothman. That is a good friend of the show. Carl Farmer is the friend of the show. He's trying to convince his best friend, Justin, of the truth, right? So it's more of a conspiracy vibe than we get sometimes, but there's a lot of overlap as well. They're talking aliens, they're talking conspiracies, they're talking cryptids. It is a fantastic show. Again, a newer show, but just well worth your time. So go check that out. Strange Animals, that's Kate Shaw. She's over there telling you every week about a different strange animal. And some of them are very, very strange. Some of them are, I've often said, sorry guys, this is just going to turn into a ramble. I've often said that people are ridiculous. And the reason that people are ridiculous is because they sit there and they say, oh, I wonder what life on other worlds looks like, which is definitely a concern, to be sure. It's something, it's worth your time to think about that. But truly, if you sit down and look at the animals on this world, they are insane. Like the vampire squid, jellyfish, all jellyfish in general, actually, saber-toothed tigers, venomous things that just create venom in and of themselves. Like it seems like such a commonplace thing, but actually it's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And Kate takes you through all of that. So Strange Animal Podcast, A Creative Mind, that's the next one. A Creative Mind Fiction, that is my good friend Alice. She actually, just because of the caliber of her work, just won a grant that she's going to invest into the show even further. But they're basically just somewhere between 8 to 20 minutes long. Okay. It's Alice and her partner, Carrie. They're working together here, and they create just flash fiction. They sit down every day, write a story, record the story, and there you go. So that's a fantastic thing to keep you occupied as well. I like that because it's bite-sized, right? Same thing with Fairy Tales for Unwanted Children. If I'm on a 15 at work, I can pop in my headphones and listen to an entire podcast episode. So that's pretty neat. Next up is Ono Lit Class. Ono Lit Class is one of my absolute favorites, like one of my top five podcasts, I would say. They sit down, it's Megan and RJ, and they are taking you through classic works of literature, the kind of thing you had to read in school, and yet you then also have completely just, what's the word I'm trying to say? Inappropriate, for sure, but irreverent. That's what I would say, irreverent humor. These books and these things that people exalt and they say, oh, look at the art. Look at the fine art. They just kind of tear it down. Not in a bad way, though, but they deconstruct it in a humorous way, but also make it easy to understand it and make you feel like you actually know the story. I've read certain books multiple times and I still don't know what they're about, but I can listen to one episode of Oh No Lit Class and bring it up and talk about it in conversation, as well as make a lot of funny jokes. And I get great financial advice from Financing with RJ. Cool. That's a subsection. Historium by Jake Barton. A fantastic show dealing with snapshots of history. Again, it's a more manageable length. It's some of them are longer, but usually you're looking at 20 to 30 minutes as opposed to our hour and a half to 2 hours. So you can fill a lot of the time and you can really get caught pretty well up on that one as well. for fans of our more conspiratorial side of things, I'd recommend Wake Up Sheep People. This is, I've actually never really talked to these people. I think we follow each other on Twitter. I know one of them's Jason. I can't even remember the other one's name. Let me see if I can find it here. Guys, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for indulging me with this. I know some of you probably turned it off a long time ago, and some of you are still listening, and I love you for that. Steve and Jason. Not my Jason, different Jason, our Jason. Jason is all of ours, but this is a different one from that. Steve and Jason, if you think the reptilian conspiracy theory episodes that we did were crazy, like, I got the Moon Matrix theory, like, the first place I ever heard of that and made me, like, look it up was Wake Up Sheep People. They have such great episode titles as What's Up with the Denver Airport, right? What Shape is the Earth? Project Blue Beam, Aliens Come from Hell, Is Alex Jones a Charlatan, Bigger Than Hip Hop, Into the Future, It's a Hyper Normal World. It's amazing. They have JFK episodes, they have everything. So go listen to Wake Up Sheep People for all of your conspiracy needs. And again, not just like the government's in control things, but like, the moon is hollow and full of lizard people who are projecting a reality onto our own. That's the kind of stuff you're in for. It's great. The What If Podcast. Everyone should know the What If Podcast. We have an episode with them. They are some of the funniest, but also most personable, nicest people that we've ever worked with. Their shows are a caliber of research that's just, it's rare. It's really rare in paranormal shows. And they really take it all the way to the bottom. So the What If Podcast, I cannot recommend it enough. They are truly fantastic. After that, we have the always great Based on a True Story by our friend Dan Lefebvre. Dan takes you through, we've actually talked about him before as well, I remember, but Dan takes you through the true stories behind some of your favorite films. As somebody who truly enjoys film, I truly enjoy his show. It's always really amazing to see how some movies completely miss the mark, like The Greatest Showman. And how other movies are spot on, or as spot on as they can be, like one of my personal favorite films of all time, Lion. So go check out Based on a True Story. Another kind of newer one, and one that I'm going to be honest, I myself have not listened to yet, but I am going to probably this week, is the Cryptonaut podcast. I haven't listened to it, but Rob has, and Rob tells me about it, and it is some of the most crazy things you've ever heard in your entire life. Like, listen to this title. Okay, I'm going to read this title. I'm going to read this description. Number 24, Terrible Flying Jelly Bags. On December 20th, 1958, two friends were attacked by a group of bizarre, hostile alien creatures. After barely escaping with their lives, the two would later go on to recount this disturbing tale. Or the NASA Gargoyle. In 1986, a NASA employee had a horrifying encounter with a winged jet black malevolent monstrosity, an encounter that would haunt him for the rest of his life. It's the kind of stuff that sounds so crazy that you think it's some sort of performance art or fiction, but it's not. These are real true stories, or as true as they can be, right? Subjectively true, or objectively true stories. And I am in awe of them without even listening to them yet. So we can take that trip together, listeners. That's what I'm saying. You go start an episode of the Cryptonaut podcast. I'll go start it. We'll get our minds blown. It'll be amazing. Beyond that, we have our friends over at Dark Myths. Dark Myths, as we've mentioned before, is not only is it Not Alone's real home, it just feels like a place where we belong. But because it's that way, or maybe what makes it that way, is just the other kinds of shows there and the caliber of those shows. Everything on the Dark Myths feed, everything on the Dark Myths website, in our group, is going to be applicable to our listeners' interests. I guarantee it. There's like 40 shows total, so I'm not going to go through all of those, but I'm going to go ahead and read off some of my favorites here. We have Conspirators, or The Conspirators, Pleasing Terrors, Zhang This, Historical Blindness, Hillbilly Horror Stories, Our Fake History, Twilight Histories, Graveyard Tales, Unexplained, The Eastern Border, Hysteria 51, Secret Transmission, and Blurry Photos, as well as Twisted Philly. Those are some of my top, and every single one of those deals with the paranormal, with the exception of Zhang This. Zhang This, he tells, it's Zanger. We just talked about it. Me and my wife were on it a week or two ago. And Zhang and Ellie tell the modern myths. They tell the backstory. They discuss the modern myths of cinema, pop culture, superheroes. They just did an Infinity War roundtable, which I actually went and saw. And you know what? I don't know anything about Marvel, but I liked it. And they did it in a way that I could understand it. So if you need a movie recommendation, go watch that, I guess. But yeah, all of them are paranormal other than Zhang This. And even then, Zhang This will have crossovers, or he'll cover paranormal, like paranormal pop culture as well. So those are the pod family. Those are the people who every day, in addition to you, our amazing listeners and friends, those are the people who keep this show going through constant encouragement, through support. They're the people that we can never thank enough, so we figured this was as best as we're going to do. Beyond that, there are one or two other shows that I'd like to personally recommend as my less independent podcast, but still the one or two big shows that I still listen to, or three or four. And that is anything by the McElroy brothers. My Brother and Me is an amazing show, just hilarious. The Adventure Zone is a D&D podcast. The story arcs are incredibly rich, and the players are hilarious, but also heartfelt. Beyond that, you have Last Podcast on the Left. I don't need to tell you people about that. You should all know what that is. If you don't, try it out, but know that it's very inappropriate. It is a completely, like, the tone of the show is completely different from our show. Not in a bad way. It's pretty great, but it is very, 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 very offensive, but also very funny. Mysterious Universe, the OG of the weird in the podcasting world, and then, of course, Hardcore History by Dan Carlin. So guys, those are the recommendations. Again, we are so sorry that we had to miss this week. However, we will be back next week with the Toynbee Tiles part 2, and then we have some special stuff planned on the horizon as well. So guys, thanks for your patience with us. Thanks for your love. We will talk to you all soon. All right, remember, whether you are giving a toast at your brother's wedding or laying in bed fretting about giving a toast at your brother's wedding, you are not alone.